Welcome to Scramble! Hi, it's Lucina here, and today I have a really special guest. Do you want to know who it is? Yay! Tuti Martinez!
Good morning, Scramble fans! I am so excited to be here! Hey, Lucina, what is the theme of the day?
I don't know yet. Let's see. Would you like to grab one of the papers to find out?
I would love to.
What did you get?
Turning points. But wait, what is a turning point?
A turning point is a time at which a decisive change in a situation occurs, especially one with beneficial or positive results.
Oh, now I get it. So I've already lived a turning point.
Really? Would you like to share it?
Sure. A few months ago, me and some friends did a really mean prank throughout social media. But worst of all, we played with someone else's feelings. We didn't notice how bad the situation was until we paid with the consequences. Now, we are totally different people with a totally different heart.
Wow, that's impressive. Now we should talk about someone we all know.
Yeah, how about Nelson Mandela? I think he's a great example because everything he's been through, including going to jail and winning a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, I know him. He was the first black president of South Africa. He was born in July 18, 1919 in Mbeso, located in South Africa.
I read somewhere that he studied in many universities. I don't remember much, but some of them were the University of Witwatersrand, Johannesburg, and University of South Africa.
I also remember that he went to jail for 27 years because he was accused of being against the state. During this time, he contracted tuberculosis and, as a black political prisoner, received the lowest level of treatment for prison workers.
While incarcerated, Mandela was able to earn a Bachelor of Law degree through a University of London correspondence program.
It was a tough experience. He could write and receive a letter once every 6 months, and once a year he was allowed to meet with a visitor for 30 minutes. But wait, what happened after this harsh experience? Did he become president in an instant?
No, he became president 4 years later after being released. But before that, Mandela joined with President Clark and won the Nobel Peace Prize for their work toward dismantling apartheid in South Africa in 1993.
I recall seeing in the news that besides winning the Nobel Prize, he received more than 260 awards over 40 years.
Then, on April 1994, South Africa had its first democratic election, and in May of the same year, Mandela was inaugurated as the country's first black president.
Wow! It was a really long and great story. While discussing, I realized that he had some up and downs and he never gave up.
I think a major turning point for him was when he got out of prison and changed totally his life. And because of that big change, he was allowed to be president and make a change in many lives.
I think that his turning point was very important in his life, including the fact that it ended up with a positive result.
Well, to wrap up, I want to say that thanks to this podcast, I learned more about Nelson Mandela and the turning points in his life.
I also learned a lot. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Scramble fans!